we're just leaving.
Oh, right, okay.
The wonderful residence of our very kind host, Vaughan Rogers. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. That's two words. They said one word. I was going to say rhubarb, but it's... Anyway, it's been a pleasure, an honour.
Well, you're a brave man, the host.
Yeah, I was brave.
11 stinky walkers.
It was brave, but it was fun. And full respect.
Thank you so much.
Lovely. Yeah, it was a good tribe. And good luck.
A little media training session on, in other words, alternatives to amazing. What have we got?
So, the first word in the list is astonishing. I like that. Astonishing. Everything's amazing and astonishing. I've got to cut out amazing.
Yes, you do.
Oh, God. I've got to add amazing and then there's another word after
it. No, double A's.
Striking.
How do you put that one?
Impressive. Impressive.
Impressive is a good one. Impressive. That's impressive,
yeah.
That view.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's a bit overwhelming.
Delivered with panache.
My God, that is sensational.
I love the word sensational.
My God, that is eye-popping.
Eye-popping? That sounds a bit lewd.
No, okay. Mind-boggling.
Love that.
Can't say that. Oh, this is a great one. Oh my God, look at that. That's stupefying.
Stupefying? Sounds like something out of Harry Potter.
Gee whiz!
No.
Yes, look.
Too American.
Gee whiz is there. Startling.
What about wondrous? That's a nice word.
It's
very you.
Wondrous.
Wondrous.
Informal.
Jaw-dropping.
Breathtaking.
Breathtaking.
Breathtaking. And then we've got some verbs. Flabbergasting.
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 Flabbergastingly jaw-droppingly breathtaking.
Poppycockles.
I'm astonished by this coffee.
We've got some astonishing coffee on the go. We have an amazing little helper called...
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your delicious coffee. What's in it?
Cardamom is... Can I make promotion for Eroski coffee? The most cheapest one, I ground it and I put cardamom in it.
We are literally getting off our heads on cardamom coffee right now. How's that cardamom coffee going down, Toby Clark?
I haven't actually tasted it yet, but I'm sure when I do taste it, I'll be surprised by it, and it'll be absolutely brilliantly stunning, impressive, overwhelming, staggering, and sensational on the taste buds.
Very good. You're learning fast. Love it.
This is a beautiful day. It is a new day.
Day 8, Toby Clark. How are you feeling?
Jaw-droppingly beautiful.
We are together.
You look jaw-droppingly beautiful.
Ooh, so do you, darling.
The blonde mop has had a wash. It's looking pretty phantasmagorical. There's another word for you this morning.
You just make up words as you go along, you do.
It's a great word. Absolutely splendiferous.
I do think that...
That was a wet dog on my bloody leg. Oh, get away. Gross.
Sorry about the scream there from Joe.
I'm not a fan of wet dog on my leg.
No, black wet dog, not nice.
No, not as cute as Cosmo's little sort of feathery tail.
No.
Whifting past.
We're being offered some cashew nut paste.
Or is it just raw drugs?
Probably.
If I just walk away from me, I'm injured, I can't run after you.
Yeah, I think your feet are falling off, aren't they, slowly?
I'm actually astonished by what I found under the concrete this morning. I wish I hadn't taken it off. I think part of it was visual pain and secondarily was like white hot searing agony.
Mm. It was a bit eye popping when you took the pill. Am I doing good?
You're doing amazingly well.
My eyes did nearly pop out when I saw what was on your toe. Did I not look surprised? I was trying to keep it in.
You looked very surprised. How would you describe what you saw, what you witnessed?
I don't know if that is for the public to know. It's one thing I haven't taken a photo of yet is your feet.
There's a reason for that. It was I actually made myself sick. Mm.
Yeah, it's just
There's just no need for that.
Yeah.
fine residents of Mr. Vaughan Rogers, who's been very kind enough to host us for the evening. So thank you again to Mr. Rogers. We're just schlepping down the valley into San Juan or thereabouts. And I'm in ribbons, actually. I'm not going to lie. I'm in absolute white-hot searing pain in my left little toe, which has got blister, looks slightly dead under the compi, which I stupidly peeled off this morning. Probably if I hadn't seen the damage, it would have been fine. But anyway, on a more light note, it's Billy O'Rafferty, who's with me on The Man on Sticks.
Well, I'm not in pain at all after all the drugs I had last night. I'm feeling absolutely amazing. We're just, as Joe said, stepping on down Portanac's direction. And this area used to be covered with goats to keep the weeds down before they discovered arson, which is horribly more effective but not as picturesque. We're thinking about a song today, so let's go with a goat song then, shall we? Are we ready?
Yep.
Patrick McGinty, an Irish man of note, he fell into a fortune and bought himself a goat. Of goat's milk McGinty was going to have his fill, but when he got his nanny home, he found it was a bill. More to follow.
I thought you were going to sing Bar Bar Black Sheep.
No, no, no. Oh, it's a marvellous morning. Marvellous, marvellous morning. I can't believe we've arrived at day 8 and we've only got another 8 days to go.
I really, really hope that's not the case. I'm not joking.
Well, Joe and I have enjoyed it so much we were talking about going around again, actually, when we had dinner last night. I really would like a huge shout out for Vaughan and Katia, whose hospitality was out of this world. Wonderful, warm, uplifting food. And then this morning, the wherewithal to make the most amazing porridge for breakfast.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style.
So just come out.
Someday.
A beautiful path round Calasamb Vincente Bay. How was that for you, Niraj?
Well, I've just got one thing to say. Please, can somebody get me away from this crazy Toby person? It's like a scene out of The Village where we finally meet the real world again, and I can see a road up ahead, and I can see houses, and oh no, Toby's coming, we better go.
Quick, run, shit.
Off to see the world. There is such a lot of world to see. We're after the same. My huckleberry friend.
You're a sight for sore eyes, Amanda, and a vision.
I'm just a mirage. I'm not real. Part of me doesn't feel real.
You're covered in plastic. Plastic plasters. A compied woman.
Absolutely. Day 9 today, honey. Very, very excited. We just put the fire on. We have the most spectacular view. Really, really beautiful. Nice seeing the sunrise. We're on the East Coast. Very excited to get to the film. We had a hilarious campfire last night.
Two bottles of tequila and a bottle of Yerbas and a load of beers.
We love our supporters.
And a special delivery.
A special delivery. But, man, we so needed it after yesterday's climb. It was just, kept going and going and going and going.
Up and up and up
and up. And then over, and then over, and then over.
When she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming down the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming down the mountain, coming down the mountain, coming down the mountain when she comes. She'll be wearing rosy red knickers when she comes. She'll be wearing rosy red knickers when she comes. She'll be wearing rosy red knickers, rosy, rosy knickers. She'll be wearing rosy knickers when she comes. Singing, I would if you would you I? Singing, I would if you would, so would I. Singing, I would if you would, I would if you would, I would if you would, so would I. Bom, bom.
Very good, Billy. Very, very good. You even got your little sort of power prance on.
Yes. I can smell fresh juice the fresh juice of ripe young oranges, ready to be plucked and squeezed. I've had a fucking heartburn.
How are you feeling, Billy? Day
on
9.
Top of the world. Day 9 hanging in there.
I love your optimism. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
I saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand.
It's a beautiful, beautiful day because you know what? Tomorrow's day 10. And after that's day 11 and day 12, back in the jacuzzi.
Can I join you?
With pleasure in the anticipation. It's your great pleasure in the anticipation of you hopping in the jacuzzi with your pus-filled toes. What you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need.
He's stoned now.
No, I mean,
didn't judge that.
I already
went. Ask you some questions.
I already did. It was disgusting. But thank God we got massively stoned on the balcony. So that Tony started crying at the dinner. And it was 80% because of the chicken and 20% because of the weed. That's it, I think.
But if you try sometime, it just might find.
All I just want to say was a real toast from all of us to Belinda for your fantastic support. Thanks, Belinda. Thank you.
And every
Belinda is a legend.
Mouthful out of the plastic bag from delicious. Yes.
Here.